The King is in Canada. A big fan of Lionel Richie, by the way. He invited him personally to be part of the entertainment at his coronation a couple of years ago. I'll get to the King here again in the moment, but good morning. Welcome. It's May 27th. We're in the last week of the month, and it's heating up. It's Sunscreen Protection Awareness Day, by the way, and you'll need to get it on this week. It's going to be turning ultra sunny and hot. Temperatures nearing the 30 mark within days here. Boy, it was a beautiful evening again last night. Went out for a short walk. Lots of the parks we passed, busy with ball practice or flag football practices. It's just feeling great out there right now and greening up. A lot of the trees have started to blossom and it's looking more and more like summer all the time. We're getting there. And as I mentioned, out on the farm, most of you have wrapped up seeding. Not all, but very close now. I bet you by the end of the week here, when we get the next crop report, we were, well over 70, 75% done last week. So I'm sure we got to be close to being finished off here within the next few days. But yes, the Royals have hit the road and are on holidays in Canada. All right, bit of a working holiday, right? King Charles III and Queen Camilla wrapping up their 48-hour visit to Canada with a bit of a royal pomp and pageantry today, including a parade through downtown Ottawa. They will be in a horse-drawn carriage. And they'll be dropped off at Parliament, where the King will be reading the speech from the throne, of which you will hear live here on 980 CJME at 9 this morning. And Ralph Goodale, Canada's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, told me yesterday a little of what we can expect from the King's visit.
The world is a turbulent place these days. There are economic issues around the world. There are geopolitical security issues. This is a message of reassurance. It's a message of strength and support. It shows that our system of democracy in a free, independent, sovereign country is functioning very well. And that is an important message to send both to Canadians who need that reassurance and to the rest of the world for anyone else that's watching.
As Mr. Goodale said there, King Charles III, no doubt underlining how Canada is not interested in becoming the 51st state in his speech today, which he did not write. He's reading. I think the message is a good one for sure. But honestly, I also kind of get the feeling a lot of Canadians are a little less concerned now about what the King has to say to Trump and more ready now to get down to business within Canada. You know, like transforming to make us economically less dependent on the U.S. How are we going to do that? How will this government rebuild the economy? Can we get Trump backing off on these tariffs? I think today, too, we want to hear some concrete action, like stripping away barriers for free trade. Those are the questions a lot have on their minds wanting the answers to. So don't get me wrong. Nice to have the King's support, but it's also about action, I think, now, too. We heard what they're going to do through the election. How quickly are they going to do it now? So that's what I think I'm going to be interested in hearing as much as I want to hear the King say to Trump, who will likely be listening. But concrete action is going to be something that is dissected out of this speech, I'm sure. This morning, again, as I said, you'll hear it live, 9 o'clock this morning during the Evan Bray Show here. But in other news from Ottawa, too, it's official now. The federal NDP will not be granted official party status. They only won 7 seats in the election. They needed 12. And for now, they're not allowed to even ask daily questions in question period. And losing out a ton of funding as well. But more on this from Parliament yesterday as everyone got back to work in preparation for the King's speech today with Kevin Martell coming right up here too. And, of course, we're also monitoring what's going on up north right in our own backyard, our province here. Hundreds of people being evacuated up north due to wildfires just within the last 24 hours, northeast of PA, near Candle Lake. A couple of fires have merged into one massive blaze there now, and the smoke is so bad in the north. 1,300 elders and children have been evacuated from Pelican Narrows to Saskatoon. It's cabins lost and many forced to evacuate. It's an awful situation. A Rod Stewart, there he is. He's 80 years old now. Saw him last night at the American Music Awards as I was flipping around watching a little hockey and back and forth to the awards that saw Billie Eilish sweep with 7 awards. Rod Stewart, though, on stage to accept the Lifetime Achievement Award. And he performed Forever Young. And Rod, if you've ever seen him in concert, he's got a huge band, top-notch band, and 3 or 4 female backup singers, and they all play instruments. They're so talented. They were all on stage last night. It was a pretty spectacular ending. But Rod, his singing is not what it used to be, that's for sure. 200 others asked you. Now, look, he's 80 years old, and he looks amazing. And his hair. Holy cow. I just couldn't believe watching him on stage, how youthful he looks. And he's just a fun guy to watch and listen to. If you follow him on social media at all, he doesn't post a lot occasionally, but rather he posts occasionally, not a lot. And when he does, he often incorporates his kids, who were all there to surprise him last night. And he looked just shocked when he walked out on stage and all his kids were lined up. They caught him off guard with that, too. He and his daughter often share Instagram posts jamming. I wish that I knew where to go now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew where to go now. When I was younger. Yeah. So he's on his One Last Time world tour now. And he says he's not going to retire from the stage entirely. He'll maybe do some smaller venues, but his last large world tour is underway right now. I still hate the fact that we all were sitting there in Saskatoon. Was that about a year, 2 years ago now? And then because of his voice, he couldn't perform after Cheap Trick, and we all went home sad. Was hoping to see him one last time. I'm a big Rod Stewart fan. Also a big Oilers fan. And thankfully, the Carolina Hurricanes won last night to keep their hopes alive and keep those Panthers playing instead of resting and waiting for the Oil Series.
Vancouver with a shot. Score! The Hurricanes take their first lead of the series.
Yeah, it happened in the second period. Eventually, they added a couple of empty netters in the dying minutes when Florida yanked their goaltender. It was 3-0 final. But yeah, now down 3-1. The Canes are back home Wednesday night and hoping to win again. And tonight, of course, our Oilers are at home, hoping to go up 3-1 on the Stars. One of the best defensemen on the Oilers is Matthias Ekholm, and he hasn't played all playoffs, right, because he's been out with an injury, but he's apparently close to returning, and that's a bit of a problem because Troy Stetcher has become a fan favorite and just amazing on the ice. He's become a staple, and Ekholm yesterday said he is standing by.
I mean, I feel really good. Whether I think it's imminent, I think it's going to be soon at least, and whether it's tomorrow or the next game or whatever it is, I'm happy with my body. I'm happy the way I feel, and really excited about where the team's at and how they're playing. So, yeah.
I worry that they're going to mess a little with the chemistry there. Ekholm is solid. So I'm kind of divided there whether I want to see him back because the D seems to be playing so well right now. But we'll see what happens tonight if he gets on the ice. Approximately 6:20, puck drops tonight in Edmonton. Oh, our green and white? Well, Coach May said yesterday at practice, which is now back in Regina, that first preseason game didn't really light him up.
Yeah, it looked like a preseason game. You know, I think there was just some detail errors from us. And then certainly, you know, the first preseason game is always, it's a shocker for the new guys to the league on how fast things go and how little air is left in your body. But you just try to explain it to them, and then, you know, you gotta train through the fire, and they certainly did. I would expect a much different effort from those guys this week.
Yeah, this Friday night, the next preseason game. And, of course, next Thursday, first one against Ottawa. Can't wait. King Charles III and Queen Camilla were welcomed by thousands of royal watchers upon landing in Ottawa yesterday, kicking off the first day of a rather historic visit before the King opens Parliament today with a speech from the throne. And there to welcome the royal couple yesterday was Prime Minister Mark Carney, of course, his wife, Governor General Mary Simon, Indigenous leaders, including Assembly First Nations National Chief Cindy Woodhouse. And, of course, the King happily wandered close up to the crowd.
You've traveled a long way.
Welcome. We're so proud of you.
Hope we can live up to your expectations.
Thank you for being here.
I don't know if you caught that. Hope we can live up to your expectations, the King said to one there. King Charles wearing his Order of Canada pin on his lapel, and they had a leisurely stroll through a market. They helped plant a tree in which the dirt used to plant the tree was, well, a little dirt from all 13 provinces and territories. Then he dropped the puck to start a road hockey game, and I've got exclusive audio of the King doing that.
Okay! Game on!
Yep, that's him.
Game on!
Game on!
That was kind of cool moment, I thought, here. Sovereignty is going to be a major talking point of the day, I'm sure, thanks to Trump's comments on making Canada a 51st state and given the whole political climate. I'm sure anything that King Charles III says today from the throne speech is going to be dissected and analyzed rather heavily, but you can follow even the media coverage from the BBC. It seems designed to really send a message to Trump. The BBC headline read, King Charles travels to support Canada as it fends off Trump. We will have, of course, live coverage of Prime Minister Mark Carney's historic throne speech read by the King starting at 9 o'clock this morning during the Evan Bray Show. You don't want to miss out on that. As for a return to the Hill yesterday, Prime Minister Carney took his seat in the House of Commons for the first time. Montreal area Liberal MP Francis Scarbalagia was elected as the new Speaker. And the NDP will be granted official, or pardon me, will not be granted official party status because the laws say a party needs at least 12 seats to be recognized. The Democrats stand with just 7 seats after last month's election, too. You know, a lot of people are going to be listening to this throne speech for specifics as well, too. Will we get them? I'm not so entirely sure. But Prime Minister Mark Carney, of course, set the consumer carbon tax rate to zero, but its legislation remains in place. And our weekend host of All That Is Politics, you hear here on 980 CJME, Vashi Kapalos, asked Government House Leader Stephen McKinnon whether the government plans to introduce legislation to repeal the controversial tax.
The carbon tax is absolutely gone. We'll make sure that that's made very clear to Canadians in due course.
You and your colleagues spent years, almost 6 years in fact, saying it was a very vital policy instrument. So there is no chance, you're saying, of that consumer carbon tax ever being resurrected under a Mark Carney government?
Let me be very clear. Mark Carney has been very clear. There is absolutely no intention to go back to a consumer carbon tax.
And when you say that in due course, you mean at one point you do plan to repeal that legislation?
Well, we will absolutely be making it very clear to Canadians that there is no plan to return to a carbon tax. None. Zero.
But what does that mean, other than you saying that?
Well, you'll understand that on a very serious level, it's important for me to not speculate about the contents of legislation before it's presented in the House. So if and when that legislation were to be presented, I think that that Canadians would find a reassurance that the carbon tax no longer is part of the climate framework.
Our Vashi Kapalos trying to get the Government House Leader Stephen McKinnon there to be a little more forthcoming and come right out and say whether or not they'll introduce something legislatively. So you can bet there will be a lot of opposition looking for clarity and legislation in the coming days, I am sure. Oh, I remember this. Stampeders, love this one. You know, they're coming to Shake the Lake on Friday, August 22nd and 23rd, Shake the Lake. And they're on the Saturday bill, the Stampeders, along with Trooper and the Kings and the Headstones. And you can still get tickets for Shake the Lake. And I do believe that this is the week they just put day passes on. So you can choose either Friday or Saturday. Up until now, it's only been weekend passes entirely, but now they put it down to day passes as well, too. It's also Sunscreen Protection Awareness Day today. Have you got the old bottle of sunscreen? I'm not talking about that one you've had for a couple of years now. Check the date on that one here. But it's fitting that it's Sunscreen Protection Awareness Day because we are really going to heat up nicely here in into the 28, 29 degree range the next few days, probably touching on the 30s as we get closer to the weekend here too. It's one of those mornings. It's just a beauty morning. Not that windy yet. If you're one to get up early, go for a walk or a run on Wascana Lake, it is just a gorgeous start to the day. The other day, I was at Wascana Lake for the Alzheimer's Walk. And there was a bunch of young men. They were all in front of the ledge there. They were playing football. And then they all dropped to do push-ups to see how many push-ups one another could do.
I got $3. Says I can do 5 push-ups.
Okay, let's go. 5 good ones. Come on.
Yeah. How many push-ups do you think you can do? For me, comfortably 25. I can push about another 20, maybe 30, and my head starts to explode. I try to do push-ups every day, and I saw from the Mayo Clinic, this according to them, that there's a number to shoot for when it comes to how many push-ups you do. They posted guidelines for men and women, and depending on your age, from 25 to 65, but being healthy, it's all about diet, cardio, and lifestyle choices, right? So push-ups is an important factor in determining how good a shape you're in. So if you're 25 years old, you should be doing 20 push-ups if you're a woman, or 28 for men. Let me jump ahead here. 45 years old, ladies, 14 push-ups, 16 for men. Frank, producer. Producer Frank, how old are you? Just tell me in the headphones, Frank. He's holding up his fingers. He's 42. Frank, yeah, you should be doing at least 16 push-ups right now. Get down and give me 16 while I do this bit here. 55 years old, 10 for ladies, 12 for men. If you're 65 years old, it's the same for both, 10 push-ups. Just saying, that's from the Mayo Clinic and tells you how many push-ups you're supposed to be able to do. I don't know that you can. But I strive to still try to do push-ups almost every day. Stanley Cup Conference Finals last night. The broom did not come out. The Panthers lost. Carolina's still alive. They beat them 3-0. A couple of empty net goals there. But now that series 3-1 for the Panthers. And, of course, tonight the Oilers will be aiming to win their third consecutive game of the Western Conference Final. They're up 2-1 on the Stars. Puck drops tonight about 6:20. We are seeing hundreds of people evacuated up north due to wildfires. Just in the last 24 hours, northeast of Prince Albert near Candle Lake, 2 fires have merged into 1 massive blaze right now. And the smoke is so thick up north there. 1,300 elders and children have been evacuated from Pelican Narrows to Saskatoon. Combined right now, the fires cover an area the size of, say, Saskatoon, Regina, Prince Albert, 3 times over. It's ugly. Cabins have been lost and many have been forced to evacuate. And because of those wildfires, some of that smoke may even reach southern Saskatchewan today. They say in the forecast it could turn a little hazy as well, too. CJME News Time right now is 6:27. Still ahead, I really want you to understand how important this project is for the North Central Family Center. They've got an $8 million project that work is completely stopped there. 5th and Albert. And that complex was going to help so many, but they've kind of run out of funding. And it was North Central's major rapid housing project. And my friend Doug McNair, who's chair of the North Central Family Center, is going to pop by after the 7 o'clock news here this morning and explain to us how this project can gear up again if we get a little help from the province and the city and more importantly, the feds. But maybe there's something you and I can do, too, as they do some fundraising as well. We'll find out after the 7 o'clock news. 6:28 now.